is Andrew with MMC.
Hey there, Andrew. This is Grant Jurgensen calling you back.
Grant, how's it going?
Going well. I can hear you clearly, so much better.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, just wanted to give you a call. Unfortunately, Devin is no longer with us, so I'll be your new account manager with MMC moving forward. The same time, we as a company have undergone some changes as well. I have an email kind of typed out, but I can tell you over the phone as well. We've made some changes with our underwriting guidelines, our rates, and our terms. We're trying to be more aggressive. We know the market's just changing, and you know everyone's trying to get that A paper spot. So we're trying to get there as well. So we're being more aggressive on our offers and our terms and whatnot. So some of the changes that we've undergone is our new terms now are from 3 to 15 months. Our buy rates go as low as 110. Our site inspections are required on deals only over 100,000 or more.
Okay. So who are you guys trying to compete with? MMCC?
Yeah, we're just trying to get more of that A paper kind of files now, you know what I mean, and be more competitive with them as well. I mean, I can ask for A paper all day, but it doesn't mean I'm going to give an A paper kind of offer. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you know, when I first reached out to Devin, I kind of explained to him how he came out and visited a little while ago, and I took him through our office and showed him a little bit what we were like and talked to him about the different types of paper we're looking to fill currently. Now, when it comes to our A paper and first positions, to be frank, we're pretty well stacked because we have On Deck, Winsets, New Logic as partners. Really, when I signed on MMC, we were hoping to fill a gap in our second positions. We're working with Everest and Knight, and they have become more and more of a challenge to communicate with. So, is MMC still trying to pursue that second position, part of the market, or is it mostly just trying to take over that A paper first position?
Yeah, we can still provide second positions. They may not be as strong as others, but I mean, because again, we're still trying to focus more on those first position deals.
Mm-hmm.
But we still provide solid second position offers. We extended our terms 1 month, so now we go out to 7 months now on our second positions.
Okay. So that does keep you guys kind of in that Everest and Knight range. What sort of rates are you offering second positions?
Second positions I've seen really maybe at a 130. I mean that's mm-hmm. it's kind of like in the average I've kind of seen second positions.
Mm-hmm. Is that a 130 buy rate over 6 months about?
Yeah, that's a buy rate.
Okay, and we're allowed to put up to like 10 points into that?
Seconds, since we're trying to focus more on the first, we kind of capped around, it's about 7 points on our seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of trying to lean more towards those first positions. So, I mean, it's decent. I mean, you're not going to be able to build in 15 points on the second. I mean, I don't even know who's even doing those out there.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, Knight never a star. Knight's doing 12. Everest is doing 15.
On second positions.
Yeah, on second and third positions.
Yeah. So I mean, we're still just trying to lean more towards that first position
mm-hmm.
paper. But I mean, it's worth giving us a shot to see what we can get you for the second position offers.
And do you guys still enjoy doing trucking and construction?
Yes, we still like those files. The only thing is, our investors, they don't want to see anyone that's really doing anything small, like trucking, for example. I mean, he would have to do at least like $150,000 a month. Like, just he has to be like a really solid, really a big player.
You have to have a fleet
in his market. Exactly.
Okay. And in construction, are you looking for the same monthly revenues and consistent deposits?
Yeah, kind of like 150K plus in construction, yeah.
Okay, well, that's kind of where we left off with Devin before he departed. But, I appreciate you giving me a call. I think I did send something over to Devin Mina's email, a submission for a trucking and or construction company within the past week. Do you know if you received that or not?
Let me double check.
What was his email?
What was the name of the file?
Let me find out. You know, it wasn't actually a construction. It was on Friday. I sent in a construction company called Spartan Construction. You know, but I think we're in the process of wrapping that up. Somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
I think that they have an open BK too, so probably not something you'd be interested in. The other one that I
got that one.
Oh, I sent it to when I was told to submit. I was told to submit directly to Devin at that time. And then the other one I sent in on Monday was for a company called Hild Consulting, HILD.
HILD.
Yeah. This was an insurance company. I'm not sure if you guys consider this.
Yeah, we don't do construction or sorry, insurance.
Okay. Well, I think that's fine because we were working through a legal issue with them anyways that needed to be resolved. I don't think we were able to find it. No, like not with us, just that there was like the guy had a misdemeanor on his account. Being an insurance broker, and it was all a complicated story, and so.
Oh wow.
Yeah, we just needed to find a lender who would listen to our story and not look at their criminal record and be like, he has a misdemeanor and a financial crime. It's like, no, it really wasn't him. But anyways, I digress. So that was what was going on there. But either way, I appreciate your call. I'm going to continue to keep an eye out for you guys. Again, like I said, we're pretty stacked in our first position A paper. Between our, like, four or five top players that we've been working with for years, but still looking to find that second position to fill, and we're going to keep you in mind and try and have you guys compete every once in a while, all right?
Perfect, Grant. Sounds good.
All right, well, thank you for giving me a call, Andrew. You take it easy.
Yeah, of course, Grant. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye.